would, find Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Let me read it to you. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sins in him. Let's pray together. Lord, help me be a plain preacher today, so plain that a child would understand me. And then, Lord, help me to know that if you give me a word of knowledge, you speak to me in that, to a person or to a situation. Lord, if you prompt me with it, I want to be obedient to speak to it. And then, Lord, help me to remember as a preacher, as a teacher of your word, I'm under a more strict judgment, and that I accept my place in rightly dividing your word. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, his name that I preach. Amen. You can be seated. It's good to see you. Good job, gang. It's a good day. Today we look at the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem, the cry from the people of Hosanna, the one who rescues us. Today I'm going to give you four reasons of why we shout Hosanna. And we're going to find it in these verses 12 through 14. I want us to go to verse 12 because it's going to set the tone for us. And it says, give thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance. And this prepositional phrase at the end is very important, in the light. It's very important because we're going to be talking about how he rescues us out of darkness. So the phrase in the light is very, very important. If you're older in church, you remember that, send the light, send the gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Do you remember that song? When I was working on this sermon, that happened to go through the iTunes of my mind. So I won't sing it for you, but I did in my office sing that. So it's very important to see that it says we are in the light. Verse 13, the first reason we shout Hosanna is because he has rescued us. The picture or the word rescue here means he delivers us, and that can have the picture of he's ahead of us and he's just calling us to where he is, but it also has the picture that he reaches in and drags us out of it. He reaches in and he drags us, he grabs a hold of us, and he pulls us out of it. Out of what? Well, he pulls you out of the domain or the dominion of darkness. Darkness is where sin abides. It is where there is hatred and blindness and absolute misery. It's what darkness is. And this is something that I say in counseling today. I have been using this for about a year. And whether it has happened in my maturity of being a preacher and a pastor for 32 years, I don't know, but I go here often, and this is what I say. When I'm counseling someone, I'm going, are you, and I'll mention my name, are you the person that God made? Did God make you to be like this? And their response is no. Well, let's let that person come out. I mean, he made a Jeff. He made a Jeff for him, and I've got to let that Jeff come out. I've got to let that Jeff emerge. Now, you've got to understand the other side of this. There is a devil that wants to shape you to not look anything like Christ. He wants to have any of his influence on you to deter you from being the person that God has made you to be. I mean, just like he said to Jeremiah, you know, I have formed you in the womb of your mom. Jeremiah believed the call of God reached the womb of his mom. So you've knitted me together. You've put me together. Psalm 139 says we are wonderfully complex. We are put together and we're for him. And you have to realize the enemy is doing everything he can to help me be the Jeff that God didn't make. And the whole time the Lord is reaching in to pull the Jeff out that he did make. I mean, I think that's what a good coach is. A good coach takes somebody that doesn't really have all the talent and reaches in and pulls out a ball player, you know? Reaches in and he works on that ball player and evolves that ball player. So he has rescued us. He's delivered us. He's dragging us out of what? The power of darkness, the blindness, the hatred, the misery, the whole dominion of sin. And look at Ephesians 6:12. This is going to give you a picture. I could go longer, but I don't have to. This verse is enough. For we are not fighting against people. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. People of other nations are not really our enemies. It's just what the enemy is doing. But against rulers, evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That's where our fight is going on. That's the dominion or the domain of darkness that is there, and it has the power of darkness. But if we go back to verse 12, he is moving us into the kingdom of light. He's moving us there. So the first reason we shout Hosanna is because he has rescued us. He's reaching in darkness, and he's absolutely dragging us out. I do have a question to ask you, though. I'm just going to counsel you in one big group hug here, okay? Right now, if you just look at you, not anybody else look at you, do you resemble the Jesus that he made, or do you resemble Satan who's trying to shape you? Because in counseling, we can get into he said and she said and they did and I'm blaming that. And I just break through all that going, how do we reach in here and find the Jeff that God has made? How does he emerge? You know, I can even say that with Tom's death. I could hide in a lot of ways, and I could say, oh, I'm depressed, and there's times that I am. But even in this time of grieving, I have to keep saying to myself, the Jeff that he made has got to emerge in this situation. The Jeff that he made. So really the counseling question comes to, do you look like the person that Satan is shaping, or are you resembling the person that Jesus made you to be? Really becomes the question. And he has pulled us out of the domain and the dominion of darkness. And in verse 12, we know that we have come in the light. We are absolutely in the right. So the second reason we shout Hosanna is because it says in this verse, he transfers us. If you look at verse 13, he says he transferred us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves. Transfer means that he has picked us up out of darkness and he has moved us to light. Now, I'm a big old boy. I'm an outdoorsman. I love the outdoors, but I'm afraid of the dark. I just got to admit to you. I mean, there are times that I'm walking to my deer stand at 3:30 in the morning, and every horror film I have ever seen, guys with chainsaws and people with masks and Bigfoot and everything is just around every tree. They're just like, here he comes, you know, here he comes, he's coming to the woods. And I do a lot of that. I still push through, but don't think for a moment that I'm out there going, I just don't like darkness. I just don't like it. I like it when I get to my deer stand, and I told you I get the lights with the most lumens, and that's why. It's because I'm afraid of the dark. I want the woods lit up. I want every hunter knowing, there goes Jeff. You know, he's coming. I even have a strobe light. I look like a school bus going through the woods sometimes, you know, because I just want people to know that I'm there. But when the light comes up, there's just a breath of fresh air there, you know. It's like, okay, I'm not as scared as I used to be. We really don't like darkness. We can learn to maneuver. We can learn to adjust. But I don't know anybody that really does like it. He transfers us from the dominion of darkness. Go back to rescue. He picks us up, and he transforms us from that darkness, back to verse 12, into the light, and it's into the kingdom. It's into the kingdom of the Son that he loves. He really puts you in a place where there's all kinds of strife and hate and anger and rage and all kinds of sin and everything. He reaches in, he grabs you out of that dominion of darkness, and he transfers you over into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, where there is love and there's grace and there's mercy and there's forgiveness and there's all those things. I don't want you just to see the transfer. I want you to feel the transfer. He reaches into those dark places where Satan is shaping us. And then he moves us over into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, which is the kingdom of light. And the word kingdom here does not mean a physical place. It means the rule of God in your heart. That the kingdom of God does have a place, but it's in you that it has a place. We're not talking about a geographical area. We're talking about his rule and his reign in his heart. But the word transfer is very important here. And the reason it's important is because it shows us who Jesus is as the Hosanna, the one who rescues. If somebody rescues you, it means that they are greater than the one that holds you captive. If they are not greater than the one that holds you captive, they can't rescue you. So just think of somebody in our military that's in another prison somewhere in another country. And we've got our special ops, we've got our SEAL Team 6, and here they come in. They have got to be greater than the one who's holding us captive, or they can't do the rescue. So the one doing the rescue, this is so important, the one doing the rescuing has got to be greater than the one who holds captive. So the word transfer puts all that in together. Because Jesus is greater than the one who holds you captive. Now, there's power and authority in that domain of darkness, but it doesn't match the power and the authority that Jesus has. So Jesus being Hosanna, the rescuer, has more power than the one who holds you captive. If he does it, then he can't be the rescuer. Because rescue won't happen. If the captive has more power than the one attempting a rescue, then rescue is not going to happen. So he has more power than that. And we look at this at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I love 1 John. I don't know that you read it much. I like it. It talks a lot about how Jesus came to overcome the works of the enemy. He says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Meaning, not collectively. Let's don't count people here this morning and go, man, the Jesus that we add up here is greater than all of Satan. It's the Jesus in you is greater than all of Satan's kingdom. It's not the Jesus that's in you, 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 and you, and we add it. It's the Jesus in just one person is greater than all of Satan's kingdom. So he can't make the transfer if he doesn't have more power and authority over the one that holds you captive. And he gets you and he drags you out of the darkness, the domain of darkness, and he transfers you into the Son that he loves. This transfer is where freedom occurs. It's where freedom happens. Because we are getting you away from the grip of darkness, the grip of the enemy. And he's got you in his grip and he's dragging you away. And you are no longer held captive by Satan, the domain of darkness, the dominion of darkness. He has pulled you out of that into the kingdom of the Son that he loves. And this transfer is where freedom occurs. It's where freedom happens. So the second reason we shout Hosanna is because he transfers us. The third reason is found in verse 14. And the reason is that he has bought us back. We have redemption. We shout Hosanna because he redeems us. The word redeem means that he buys you back. There's a cost involved. Did you see in the news the French police officer who surrendered his life for the life of the hostages? Did you see that? And if you don't know, there was a terrorist act in France, hostages held. And so a French police officer asked the terrorist in negotiation, if I came in unarmed, would you trade my life for the life of the ones you're holding captive? And I'm unclear. I know one woman was released. I don't know if there were more. But there was at least a life exchange for a life, whether it was one or more. I'm not clear on that. But the French officer, he was unarmed, and the terrorist negotiated, yes, I will make that trade. He walks in to become hostage and let a hostage or hostages go, and he was killed. Well, his fellow officers said he knew that he would never come back. He knew that when he surrendered his life for that lady or others or both, that he would not come back out. The officer says, we knew that he knew that. And we knew that. And so he was killed in the exchange for those others. That is a picture of sacrifice. I want to move it on a grander scale, and that is, that's exactly what the Lord did to you. You will wonder if you are of any value whatsoever. You need to be reminded, and I think that's why we are to remember his death and baptism and the Lord's Supper, is because we remember how, by really how he died, shows value that he has placed on us. That he died in my place. He died for my sins. So he bought us back. His life for ours, all of ours, he has bought us back. Not only did he just buy us back, but he purchased us from the domain of darkness. He transferred us, and now we no longer belong to darkness. We absolutely belong to him. The fourth reason that we shout Hosanna is because he forgives us. He forgives us. When you were in... At least I don't mean to have the power of darkness so near you, by the way. I just want to apologize for that. But I have the power of darkness over here. While we were over here, we are stained with sin. We're stained with sin. He reaches in and grabs us and pulls us and delivers us, rescues, and then transfers us. And then in that transfer process, he washes away all the residue that I had of being in the domain of darkness or the kingdom of darkness. He washes it all away. He washes it with his blood. And now I no longer have the residue of Satan all over me. I have the blood of Christ all over me. And I am a brand new person. He has transferred me from the domain of darkness over into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, the kingdom of light. In that process, he has forgiven me for being over there. He's forgiven me for what I did in there. He's forgiven me for what I was an accomplice to in there. He's forgiven me of the fact that I was letting Satan shape my life. And when he came out, he just took all the residue of hell and he washed it all off of me. And so anytime you and I take a step back into the domain of darkness again and we get the residue of hell all over us, we confess and repent. Guess what he does? 1 John 1:9, he cleanses the residue of hell off me over again. And he keeps on cleansing it off of me. And he keeps on cleansing it off me. That's one reason I shout Hosanna, is he not only rescued me, he keeps cleaning me up every time I go back to that domain of darkness. He reaches in, come on Jeffro, and he wipes away the residue of hell off me, and he forgives me. He cancels the fact that I was even there. He forgives and he dismisses it from my life. So I'm saying to him, I shout Hosanna to him for four reasons. I shout Hosanna because he rescues me. It doesn't mean that he does go-go gadget arms and just has a big old long arm that goes into hell and reaches me. He walks into hell and reaches me. Andrew Love, go-go gadget. Everything was go-go gadget. Go-go gadget arms, Daddy. Go-go gadget leg, Daddy. And I'm just all stretched out here, you know. So he doesn't just tiptoe. He walks into hell. Boom. Picks me up. Pulls me out of there. Cleanses me from the residue of hell. Establishes me into the kingdom of his light. The kingdom of the Son that he loves. And he dismisses the fact that I even went over there. That I even trespassed. That's really what the word means. I've gone into the dominion of darkness. You've trespassed. Lord brings us back out, cleans us up, sets us up into the kingdom. I shout Hosanna because he rescues me, he transfers me, he redeems me, and he absolutely forgives me. It's why I shout Hosanna. That's why when the crowd tells you to shut up, you just got to get louder. You know, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And our invitation today, we're asking you to surrender your life to Christ if you've never done that. To come. There'll be people here in the altar and they'll be here for you, minister to you. You've never surrendered to Christ, let today be that day. Let him reach into that domain of darkness, grab you, drag you out, cleanse you, and establish you into the kingdom of the Son that he loves. You come do that. If you're a believer, we offer communion. And in offering communion, you come take communion. The bread, it represents the body of Christ given to us. And not only do we have the bread that represents the body, we have the drink that represents his blood. You take the bread, you dip it into the drink. And before you eat it, remember his sacrifice to you, because it's how much he loves you. Remember his sacrifice. You're of value. He showed you how much by what he gave his life for ours. You dip it into the drink, and before you eat it, would you thank him for being your Hosanna? Thank you for rescuing me. It's back to what we said earlier. Jesus is your hope, but maybe you'll understand it better this way. He's the only chance you have. The only chance you have. So the invitation is this: whosoever will, for whatever reason, today, you come. Church, would you stand with me? Counselors, would you find your spot here, if you will? And you come. As the Holy Spirit leads you, you come as Chad leads you.